Welcome to the Arantia Radio podcast. I'm so glad you're here with me today, sharing thoughts and ideas we glean from the Arantia papers as the fifth epical revelation, some thoughts on some of the recent occurrences and some perspectives I wanted to throw out. And I wanted to share one particular thought. The Arantia book is not, it's a put off for a lot of people. I think most people who read the Arantia book or who have studied it for a long period of time understand that it's not something for everybody, because you have to make some assumptions when you're reading the book. And the first assumption that you're making is that it's a revelation of new truth, that it's not authored by human hands, and it is in fact from our unseen friends, as I like to call them. It's a popular vernacular, unseen friends. And the unseen friends are in fact commissioned spiritual personalities, living beings of a spiritual form, but who are occupied with or have experience in certain areas that were required in the presentation so that we could understand and get a complete presentation as much as we could understand about our universe, the cosmos, how all the planets interact, how all the energy interacts on multiple levels, mind, matter, and spirit. And, interestingly, probably every Arantia book reader I have met has one thing in common. Do you know what that is? I thought about this. What is it that most Arantia book readers have in common? Well, it's the fact that they have absolutely no issue with a revelation being written by unseen friends, non-material personalities of a high intelligence. We accept that notion. We accept that premise because of the quality of the book. Arantia book readers are okay with this idea, but really not many are. Not many other people are accepting of an idea, a concept like that. They like their religion to be magical, or they prefer it to be mystical, or they are traditional about their faith. Very traditional. That seems to be the one overwhelming popular approach to religion is the tradition. It's been in the family, something that's been handed down. Christianity has survived. Most of the major evolutionary religions have survived in great part because of their tradition, because of their antiquity. Some people like their religion exotic. And what I'm seeing now is an alarming trend. Some people, I think, are liking their religion unrestrained and taking a more pantheistic approach to religion. Chris Halverson, part of the Arantia book study group, also heavily involved in a lot of outreach programs, ministry. I think he has a website. I'll have to look that up. But Halverson recently stated in a wonderful interview on Arantia Network, which you'll find on YouTube, that UB says, quote, reality, the universe, is logical and practical. It's not fanciful and unplanned, and it is spontaneous, but it's spontaneous in a controlled environment. So again, saying the universe is logical. That's how the Arantia book presents reality, as a logical exercise. And I believe that. And I believe that the premise by which the Arantia book presents the concepts of reality makes it make practical sense. The very way the book is laid out is logical. It follows an advanced literary format. It's not just random blatherings that you might find in Dianetics, or it's not overtly superfluous as in The Course of Miracles. The Arantia book is specific, and it's detailed to a fault, perhaps, but only because, well, for us, it's like learning a new language. Meredith Sprunger once said, if reality isn't the way the Arantia book describes it, it ought to be, or it comes awfully close, end quote. And he's right. Can someone give a more plausible presentation of how reality is structured than the Arantia book's presentation? If so, please point me in that direction. And yet, many people just aren't ready. But the truth is, we're no longer an island on an infinite sea. We are actually, if we were to accept the notion of the Arantia presentation, we are actually a world that is part of a much larger group of worlds who comprise creation. And the Arantia book says we should already know this at this point of our evolutionary career. for a social evolution, but be it not for certain events and personalities who made that impossible for us to know, we don't know. And then Jesus shows up and he tells us about this concept of everlasting life, of resurrection, of all the good news, and yet what did we do? We killed him. So can you blame God for sending us a book this time? Is it any wonder this time that Gabriel said, I've got an idea. Let's send them a book. You know, those Urantians, they really like their books. So a couple things on the this and that file from this week in the world that we exist and some perspectives. I wanted to throw, a hands out to Billie Eilish, who picked up a lot of musical awards at the Grammy Awards in Los Angeles. And there was a lot of, accolades given to her, primarily because she suffers from depression. And if you take a quick glance at her, you can clearly see that, you know, she represents, fashion statements, and there's sort of a what we used to call gothic, at least, 20 years ago. I don't know if they have a new word for it yet, but she looks very gothic. And that gothicity reminds me of that sort of nihilistic worldview that a lot of my contemporaries had back then. They were very into Nietzsche and the darkness of humanity, and they just didn't have a very optimistic outlook on life. And when I saw Billie Eilish and I listened to some of her music, I think that the thing that she taps into is the fact that a lot of people feel nihilistic about their life. And I think that, to me, addresses a much wider issue, because I think that in some of my more recent writings on YourRancherRadio.net and certainly some of the previous podcasts, we talk about the fact that, we have to be hungry for the truth. And I think because of the way that society is playing itself out these days, with the massive amount of communication that we have with each other, the instantaneousness of that communication, the ebb and flow of the social networks, what blows up on Facebook, what doesn't blow up on Facebook, what blows up on social media, all of these things represent to me almost a nervousness. There's all these voices that are trying to be the voice to pop out and be heard among all the other voices. And I think it's created tension. But what's happening, I think, with Billie Eilish is that people are looking to their adults and saying, what do we have to live for? Our climate's screwed up. We've got nothing to live for. We've got a bunch of politicians that are just power hungry and don't seem to be too concerned with the social justice, whatever their feelings are as young people. And I say to those people, look, what you don't know, what your parents didn't tell you, or perhaps they tried and you didn't listen because the other voices were much louder, is that there is hope. There is another side to all of this. And I would ask you to look back at some of the previous podcasts that we've talked about, and I think you might change your attitude a little bit about what to be optimistic for. There's a lot to be optimistic about. The fact of the matter is we have it better than we've ever had it in human history. We have at our fingertips the entirety of knowledge through our search engines and our smartphones. In fact, we probably suffer from an overabundance of wealth, and we don't know what to do with it. And I was reading this article by John Nolte at Breitbart, and he talks about the nihilism that permeates Hollywood and the media, that sort of nihilism. And it's true, it is hopeless. I mean, I don't blame Billie Eilish for growing up depressed. And now I think, and what worries me is that here's this woman now, she's come of age, she's successful, she picked up more Grammys than anybody else, and now Hollywood is going to rush in and embrace her like the freshest piece of meat, on Seafood Market Saturday. And I'm worried that that element is going to continue to reinforce the nihilism that she already possesses, the depression and anxiety and the angst that she already possesses. And they're not going to bring her out of that. They're going to celebrate it. They're going to celebrate her victimhood. They're going to put her on the pedestal, and they're going to say, you are the hero. You are the ultimate victim. And that's what troubles me, because that's not, well, at least to me, that's not what life is all about. And I think people like Billie Eilish, young people, they need to know that there's a greater world out there that they're not seeing, because the media refuses to show the spiritual aspects. And let me just conclude with this. The thing I liked about the Grammys, and I want to give some kudos to Alicia Keys, a very talented individual, because she spiritualized the Grammy Awards. She spiritualized it. I was watching it with my wife, and I said, you know what? She's taking the high road. She's not going political. People that come up, you know, they're going to have their nuances. They're going to say what they want to say about whatever social issues that concern them, and that's perfectly within their right. But Alicia Keys made it spiritual. She made it a spiritual event, and I commend her for that. And I think that tone, even though it was one of the lowest rated Grammys, but I think that's because it's subsequent to all the previous Grammys that have been overtly political, especially in the last 4 or 5 years. So, but you know, for the young people, the spiritual message is lost, and we have to somehow figure out a way to get that spiritual message back in, because I think young people are so goddamn cynical that they don't believe in anything. And that's not where we want to be. You know, I grew up believing in certain principles, and they've carried me through life. And I've tried to instill that idea into my children, the idea of faith, believing that you are part of something greater than yourself. And that was the great lesson of Kobe Bryant, you know, who, for all intents and purposes, is probably the best hero we've had in a long time in this country. We've had nothing but a succession of people in our culture who have turned out to be not so good, who have been abusive, or we find that people like Bill Cosby, who everybody grew up 2-3 generations of people looking up to, a guy, and bam, we find out he's not the guy we thought. Kobe Bryant, while not perfect, galvanized people's spirits. And it got people, for a first time in a long time, to really think about the fragility of life. And it's tragic. I was listening to a friend of mine, Bill Brady, who recently purchased a radio station in Phoenix, and he's doing a talk show, and he was talking about the fragility of life, and says, you know, everybody's got to pay something. It seems like life, no matter how good it is, somewhere along the line, you know, and Kobe had wealth, he had looks, he had intelligence, he had love, he had everything, but he didn't have time. And it's something, you know, we all have to think about. So when our time is short, because it is, then we always have to be prepared in our hearts and our minds, and we have to hold on to that faith that our life does mean something beyond the here and now. And so we'll leave it there. Your Rancher Radio, of course, I always encourage people to go online, check out some of the articles. I'm going to do a revamp. If people don't start checking out my website and I don't start getting 100, 200 hits, I'm going to close it down. And then we'll just do the podcast, because, you know, I'm all about spreading the Arantia book, talking about it, getting people involved, getting them curious about it. But, you know, I've got to prioritize where my energies are best served, if you know what I mean. So check us out online, yourrancherradio.net. It's a resource if you want to use it. And, of course, our podcast here on Spotify, thanks to the folks at Anchor.fm and iTunes and Google, Stitcher, all of the great podcast providers. Thank you so much for making this possible, for making this voice possible. And our message is clear, yourrancherradio.net. See you next time.